your name sounds distinguished. Paris Buckingham. I was asking myself, like, how did you get that name?
Yeah, my mother was in hospital reading a book called King's Row. And it was actually a film that Ronald Reagan was a character named Paris in this book, King's Row. And my mother married my father, Buckingham. And she said, I thought it would look great in lights. Paris Buckingham, it would look good up in lights. That's how I ended up with it.
And it looks good in Europe, no? You seem like you got the two big nations of Europe united.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Well, that would be an accomplishment, wouldn't it? But having the first name Paris and Buckingham living here in Switzerland, absolutely, yes.
I've met you probably 17-something years ago in Interlaken when you came there as a pro golfer, and I back then already thought, like, okay, this guy's Australian. PGA, Professional Golf Association, we associate with tournaments we watch on television. I'm not sure I asked you back then, but I'm asking you now, how does one become a professional golfer with a PGA?
Switzerland also has a PGA, and you do an apprenticeship, an Ausbildung for 3 years, and you have this qualification if you have a handicap of something like 4 or less, and you're passionate about the game.
What does that mean, a handicap of 4 or less?
Well, you get handicapped when you start golf in Switzerland. You have a Platzreifer, and you get your first handicap, which might be 54, and it's your ability and how many extra shots you need compared to a professional golfer or a scratch golfer to go around the golf course. It's just the rating of your ability, the handicap. You know, and once you've done the 3-year apprenticeship, then you're a full member of your PGA, and you can help people with all aspects of the game, learning golf. Some people are repairing golf clubs as well, and they're involved in the club management and this type of thing.
So you've told me the background of your family is in the hotel industry and tourism. How did you get into golfing? Because of tourism, I assume?
Yeah, exactly. I was fortunate enough. My father was managing hotels and resorts, and he was in New Zealand and Australia. And in Australia, when I was around 12, he was managing a country club at Carlton Valley Resort in Queensland near Brisbane and the Gold Coast, Australia. And it had a golf course there. And my mother took the game up as a sort of a hobby. And I would go and join and pick up a golf club and started playing this game through my mother's experience.
Oh. And so in Australia you got your education to become a professional golfer, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I started my apprenticeship at Hyatt Regency Coolum on the Sunshine Coast and did 2 years there, and then I did 1 year in a private golf club, the Brisbane Golf Club, to learn another aspect of the game at a private golf club. And that was a great experience. After that, I went to work up on Hayman Island as the resident golf professional in the Great Barrier Reef. That was a bit of a luxury experience up there, taking people in helicopters over the Great Barrier Reef to play a place called Laguna Keys Resort. I had an opportunity then to come over to Europe, I took that opportunity, ending up in Germany actually as my first stop.
And how and why did you end up in Switzerland finally?
Well, I suppose my first stop was on the border of Switzerland and Germany, there near Basel at golf club Markgraflerland Kanden. And this golf club actually had 80% Swiss membership. So I was more first introduced to Swiss people and Swiss golfers. And my sister married a Swiss man. So the customs and everything I sort of came across, and being on the border, I was always then interested to move in eventually to Switzerland. And I went to Golf Aretal near Thun to work there for a little bit. That was my first stop. And then Interlaken. I was at Interlaken Golf Club for 13 years. Berner Oberland, just a wonderful place to be, wonderful place to live and to be outdoors in the nature, which this game offers. And since then, I've been 4 years in Zurich at Golf and Country Club Zurich, had a wonderful time with the game so far.
2005, I think we met in Interlaken, and since then we haven't been in touch except for maybe Facebook or LinkedIn socials. I didn't know that your sister also moved to this side of the planet, so you're not completely alone in a way, talking about your family.
Exactly. My sister married actually a Swiss chef in Canberra, Australia in 1988. So that was, he worked for a hotel for my father, and they got to meet, and they came over and started a restaurant, and were in the restaurant business. And that's in the Markgraflerland region, not too far away, so definitely not alone.
That also wouldn't be the first Australian chef I meet here in Switzerland, funny enough. So you've pretty much been with the game since you were a teenager, or is that, or in your 20s that you became more serious about it?
Well, I sort of picked up a club swinging when I was 8, 9, 10, just mucking around, putting and chipping and hitting a golf ball. But like I said, when my parents moved to Carlton Valley in Queensland, I started playing the game there. And I was also at a private school for the last year of my schooling. And in my spare time, I could get out and play golf. And I started to get very interested in it when I was around 13, 14, started playing. And to actually leave school to work in the golf industry and pursue a career in the game of golf. Just when I left school when I was 15 to get more involved in it. And then I turned professional when I was 19. I turned professional and started my apprenticeship. And with all the hopes and dreams of playing professionally the game for a living, that was my original idea. But I enjoyed so much the teaching side and helping people with the game and the club and playing side of the game.
So not so much the tournament going around the globe as an athlete, more to be a coach.
Yeah, I did it in the beginning. I played amateur events before I turned professional, and I've played in smaller professional events. I think it needs a lot of dedication, and to play the game for a living is very challenging, very difficult. And I just chose a different path. I still love playing the game with a scorecard in my pocket, and in a pro-am or in a small one-day tournament here in Switzerland, I still love doing that. But going to spend weeks and weeks away from your family playing for a living, that's too challenging for me.
And to be able to call yourself a member of PGA, I assume, is also quite strict, or am I wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to do your apprenticeship, and you have to be accepted as a member of the PGA. I have been a member now of the Australian PGA for nearly 30 years. And when I was in Golf Club Markgraflerland Kanden, they joined the ASG, which is now Swiss Golf. I think it was around about 2000, and that was my entry time where I came into the Swiss PGA. And you have an annual membership that you have to keep up, and you have to continue further education. You have to keep training yourself on the new and latest things in your sport. And as long as you're doing that, you can keep your membership.
Basically keep certified, being certified.
Yes.
Funny enough, I read on your website last night that, and I assumed wrong, thinking, there's this PGA pro coming from Australia, he will be accepted in Switzerland. But like in any profession here in Switzerland or any branch, of course, there has to be also some kind of Eidgenössischer Fachausweis, federal diploma, even for a golfer. You also had to get that to be accepted in Switzerland. Is that so?
Yeah, that's something relatively new in Switzerland. I was in amongst the first group of Swiss professionals who did it. They had to politically organize that to have golf accepted as a profession, golf teacher accepted as a profession. And there was a bunch of other sports at the same time golf got in. I think there was judo, sailing, and a few other sports were doing this. So it just helps if you have that acknowledgement that you are teaching golf, for my case, as a living, and it is a profession. It's not just a hobby.
So what did you have to go through? Another year of special training in Switzerland? Or
No, we had to just do a thesis on a topic there, and I did a small golf book on how I teach, and have some tests, as always, sit a few tests and do some verbal tests. It was a good experience, and I recommend it. It's good.
What makes the fascination for people to play golf? What's your experience? I mean, it's different for everyone, I'm sure, but what is your view on it?
I think golf's a great game that all different levels can go out together and play together. So if you're a professional golfer of a high playing standard, you can go and play with a beginner golfer on the golf course together. Young or old, the grandparents can go out with the grandkids. You can spend this time together outdoors, exercising in fresh air. And I think that's one of the big, strong aspects of the game. You don't particularly have to be great at the game to enjoy it. You know, there's lots of aspects. To some golfers hit the ball a long way and some don't. Some golfers lose a lot of golf balls on the golf course and some don't. And some are very good at the short game, like putting and chipping and bunker shots. And there's all these different aspects to it. Some like playing tournament golf. I think that's a part of it. But most importantly is for a lot of golfers is just to get together with friends and family and be outside, enjoy some quality time together, and you're exercising. And don't forget...
Is it really exercise? Like, do you feel your whole body moving or after you moved?
Definitely, it definitely is exercising. I mean, you are... if you play 18 holes... From leaving your car in the car park to the time you finish, you've walked probably 10 kilometers on a standard Swiss golf course. So even 9 holes is 5 kilometers. And in the meantime, you're trying to swing a golf club and hit a golf ball. So on uneven lies. So your balance is always put under pressure. So it's not that you might be sweating a lot, but you are exercising, you are moving, and for sure.
And should probably also do other sports or exercises in order to keep your body fit for golfing? Or does fitness come through golfing maybe also?
I think definitely there's a lot of things you can do to stay fit. I mean, Pilates, yoga, and these types of things, or having a fitness abonnement. Also watching what you eat and looking after your hydration, eating well so you're fueled well to get around the golf course. I think a lot of people underestimate that. And how important that is. So I think when people come to golf, they realize, hey, if I'm a little bit healthier, a little bit fitter, I could play this game better and maybe more often and have more enjoyment. So it definitely has a tendency to help golfers think more about their fitness and well-being.